Drug Dealers Dreams Podcast.
If you're tuning in to gossip,
tune out.
Drug Dealers Dreams. A Drug Dealers Dreams. Drug Dealers Dream, man. We back.
Another episode.
Another episode.
With a very special guest. Super special guest.
Very special guest. I'd like to introduce Kiki.
Hey guys.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I want you to, we usually give an introduction, but I know you do a lot, so I'd like you to introduce yourself to the world.
That's a good call.
And say all what you got going on and elaborate.
Okay, well, I'm Kiki. I host a podcast called Cocktails or Discussions. I created it a couple years ago. We are 113 episodes in. Just recorded 113 yesterday.
That's a lot of episodes.
Damn, we got 20.
It is.
Yeah.
But you'll get there. You'll get there.
22. Maybe so, Jordan. We might be at 20.
So we talk about sex and dating. We talk about it really openly. Right now, my co-host is Medina Monroe, and we invite different guests on, have them share their personal stories. Sometimes we get some duds who come on and try and make general statements, and it annoys us. We also drink cocktails.
Okay.
On the
makes
show.
Sense.
So
okay. Help
forgive
with the sponsors.
Me. Yeah.
If
forgive me at the end of these episodes if you guys go back and listen and I'm slurring because that's what happens.
So okay. It won't be the
but
first
yeah, do
time.
That. I have a show coming out next year at the beginning of January on Dash Radio called The Walk of Shame. That'll just be me. And it's going to be sex and pop culture.
Okay.
The Walk of Shame means what? Like
the
night after a regrettable sexual encounter.
I got really drunk
encounter.
Tonight and slept with one of you or both of you, and okay. Then I left in the morning. That's the Walk of Shame.
Okay. Don't learn forget about Chop.
Learn something new. Learn something new.
But yeah, that's the Walk of Shame. Yeah. So it's just going to be like, you know, kind of like girl talk, except it's just me and just running through the stories and things that happen and just my personal opinion on them, my take on them, and we'll have guests from time to time. I also work for Streets 94.5. That is my day job. And cool. So there, I'm the business manager. I handle the finances, but that's so boring. Sorry.
But don't walk over that because Streets 94.5 for people who aren't in Atlanta.
Right.
That's a radio station.
Yeah, and it's a hip hop station here.
And I like it the best. I listen to 94. Okay. If I'm listening to the radio, I listen to that the most out of all.
Yeah.
If I don't listen to satellite radio, I listen.
This is my job there is boring.
Okay.
What do you
like,
do?
You're not a radio personality.
No, I used to be, but now I strictly handle the finances. So all the money coming in, all the money going out. Where is the money? That's what me and my boss say all day long.
Definitely heard y'all don't be paying dues.
Yes.
I was. No, I mean people not paying us. Wait a minute.
Okay.
but nah, that's dope. So you wear many hats.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do? And the reason like... One thing about Drug Dealer's Dream is people from all walks of life could be on our show. From her doing a podcast, working, whatever she's doing, she's still living a drug dealer's dream. Every person who's living a drug dealer's dream will keep repeating is to take care of yourself, stay free, stay out of trouble, live a good life.
Wow.
So,
definitely.
That's a fact.
Definitely.
A drug dealer never wants to go to jail.
Never.
And they will eat me alive, and they already know.
They what?
They would eat me alive.
Literally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you know that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you know that.
I know. That's why I got to stay out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, this show would be kind of, it would be relatable to your show, I'd say, only because you're a female and I know y'all talk about all types of topics on your show, right? We spoke about this a little bit off air. Blanc brought it up. You are a business manager at Streets 94.5. You got a show coming out. You have a show you did 113 episodes on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that makes y'all not fuck with the dudes who work in the corporate office with y'all and y'all want a guy with more edge or a street nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that your case? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm single. I'm not dating anyone right now.
Okay.
But, I guess what
strike?
Happens, huh?
You on strike?
No, not on strike. I'm actually very available.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Fellas, y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fact.
But I think what it
do you
really want
to give your Christian Mingle link? Your
well, I'm not on Christian
now?
Mingle,
okay,
but right. I'll be honest. I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, and I did sign up on International Cupid. But I didn't know that you had to pay for that. Okay, so 90 Day Fiancé,
What's it called?
It's 90 Day Fiancé. It's on TLC. Yeah, it's a show. And these people are falling in love. They have these international relationships. One person's in America, the other person is in some foreign country.
So you're looking for...
See, I seen the jail one where they fell in love with the dude in jail.
Love After Lockup. Love After Lockup.
I definitely...
So I'm not going on prison pen pal dating. I'm not there yet, but I mean, you might come out
better.
You
might come out better.
I don't know.
Dudes just coming home just trying to change their life, man. They need strong dudes, strong women to hold them up.
On 90 Day Fiancé, they're like American men, and they're just like, you know, I have a hard time meeting women, blah, 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 blah. They are sponsoring these girls' businesses, and
like
they are
getting
played.
Kinda.
Not even, because these women over there are playing them. So I'm like, if they can meet a nice... Yes.
I thought it had been the other way around.
I thought so too, but no. Okay. They are really getting played. This it's kind of sad, but... one of the guys was like, yeah, I was on International Columbia, International Thailand. So it's like different ones. So I said, you know what, let me just see what's on here. I got a little drunk one day watching the show, binge watching it on the weekend. And I signed up. And then I realized these people are even bigger suckers than I thought, because they're paying like almost $40 a month just to send messages. So that lasted a day.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't have a Christian Mingle. I just have Instagram. And I'll probably ignore it. So.
Okay, but back to choosing the type of guy. I'm assuming what guy, kind of guys you choose.
What do you think I would choose?
Usually corporate people choose guys with more edge. Usually what you involved in, you usually choose the opposite.
But you know, I really don't, like, I do work in the business office at my station, but it's a very lax environment.
It is streets 94.5.
Yeah, it's
And you're
it's
mingling
the
with, like,
real.
Entertainment.
Like, I walk into work sometimes, like, ooh, child of the ghetto. That's what it feels like.
Uh-huh.
It's a very lax work environment. Uh-huh. But I think sometimes it's like opposites attract. And the corporate dudes, they can be boring, they can be corny. Sometimes they
What makes a man corny?
No,
I want you to, go ahead.
I wanna say, and I'm gonna see if she agrees. How could you ever choose a dude who wears jeans with shoes?
Hmm? What do you mean? Like, you have on jeans and shoes right now?
No, shoes, like wingtip.
Like
shoes,
no lace.
With a blazer.
Shoes okay, that I don't no choose those kinds, so I don't know.
I see it all the time.
That looks
You're
corny.
Talking about
that's
business
how...
casual. That's what you're talking about.
But that's their dress down. Like, sometimes you go out.
That's comfortable.
And you might go to a place and you like, this dude really has
that's
shoes.
That's like my dad, yeah.
He has jeans on.
So you're not
shoes.
Feeling that?
He might have a blazer on. He might have double
Okay,
back.
It's not 1985.
I don't know.
They're still doing that?
Can be suede.
But dudes definitely be wearing jeans and shoes.
With a
and
blazer.
I'll be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I really had a job, I might do that because I just want to be kind of a little cooler. But you're talking about after work. Like, you put this on to come to.
I would rather just go full suit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't compromise.
Now, if you're in a full suit, that's a different
that's
story.
That's because you're on something else.
That got both hands open.
Yeah, that's
But
like,
don't try to be cool
man,
with the jeans.
Minute.
And
that makes somebody look corny. So then you already have your guard up, like, this is a corny dude.
Okay, so do you just, when a dude comes, like, if a 9-to-5 guy approaches you, do you just automatically assume he's corny, then he has to prove his non-corniness to you?
Yes. I do a deep sigh, and I try to keep it inside, but my face says it all. And it's like, I know this is going to end in him being so corny.
Okay, so tell me, give me an experience when the corny red alert went off in your head.
Like, you're sending me news articles all day. Not to say I don't check the news. Sending me news articles, like texting me links to different news articles.
I thought you said nude articles.
Oh, not nude articles. Okay. That would be a little bit more exciting, but still weird. But no, news articles. Like, you're sending me stuff.
Like, what happened to Trump today?
Money magazine. Yeah, stuff like that.
On the price of stock.
And then if
Google
I talk about, like, you know, my trash TV that I watch, 90 Day Fiancé, or, like, The Housewives.
And you're just...
It's just like, oh, my gosh, what trash.
How could you?
Yeah.
How could you?
Yeah,
you're
like,
dirty.
That is horrible. I'll never forget. I wouldn't even say I dated this guy, but I went on a date with him, and he was asking me what I did. And I don't like to fake the funk. Like, I already knew what kind of guy he was and what kind of woman he wanted. I knew I wasn't it. Let's say, you know what? Sometimes people fool you, right?
Right.
So I was telling him what I did the day before, and I was just watching reality TV all day and, like, right. eating wings and right. drinking liquor, right. having a good day on the right. weekend, chilling right. at home. I'm off. I can yeah. relax, right? So he was just looking at me like, how could you watch Basketball Wives? Like, that is so detrimental to the Black community. And I'm like, wow. no, you're detrimental to the Black community. Mm. Like, okay, it's entertaining.
I don't know how far he thought he would have got after that.
I don't know, because I'm like, I already told you what I like to do. You yeah. thought that was going to, I don't know. So I just, now I've also found, like, when I meet men, depending on the setting that I meet them in, uh-huh. they might look at me, or maybe they've heard about me through, like, a mutual friend or something. Uh-huh. So they'll already have an idea of what kind of man I want. They're usually wrong.
Okay.
But they'll have this idea, so I feel like they try to pretend and put on airs like they're somebody else, and it's like, that's not what I want. And then it's like, you're not being yourself, and no matter who I meet, even if you are a corny dude, if you yeah. can stand up and own your corniness, I might be able to figure out how to like it. Okay. If you're comfortable in your skin, and let me be comfortable in mine.
That's one rule, guys. You gotta be you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, no matter what.
If you don't like me for me, then, so, what the problem is what's the saying? You can, real people can be real. They can. They can. I don't remember the saying.
Yeah.
Either which way, you can fake yeah. being real.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you can.
It can only last so long.
It can only last so long. After a few months,
everything,
or a few weeks, or what have you, she's gonna.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
So does that steer you towards dating somebody that you feel like has, like, some type of street element or background? Because that can go wrong too.
Like,
that
it
can go wrong too.
Oh, that's yeah, it can.
We see it all
you
the time.
You said looks like it.
Yeah.
So
like
you
don't have on the like the shoes and the jeans with the shoulder pads, yeah. like y'all said.
Gotcha.
Like
maybe
because you might not even be super like street. Dude. You might yeah. just be regular. You know what I'm saying?
And that's fine.
Okay.
But also don't pretend to be like a street dude if you're not.
Yeah.
Because if something happens,
you have to
like
stand
we're in
up
danger
to that street shit.
And you run behind me.
Yeah.
Right.
Then first of all, we're both gonna be dead.
I think
I'm not a street girl at all.
I think a lot of times though, women think they want something, and then when they actually get it, they realize this isn't for them.
That's true. I dated this guy. He, I didn't know he had just got out of jail when I met him, but he was like fresh out of jail, right? So he, time goes on, not much time, like a couple weeks, and he had a gun in the car, and he got pulled over for what? I don't know. I wasn't there. So we were on the phone, and I was supposed to be meeting him to go eat, and so then he was like, hey, let me call you right back. I'm getting pulled over. So I'm thinking he's getting a speeding yeah. ticket.
Right.
He calls me back like 45 minutes later. And I kept texting him like, what's going on? If you don't want to meet anymore, just yeah. say that. Like, right. I'm getting an attitude. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
So he calls me. He was like, I'm in the back of the police car and I'm about to go to jail. It was a pistol in the car. It's not mine. And I was like, oh, this is, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Where's my corny guy at?
Yeah, because
I'm
then
not
I was like,
riding.
Oh, getting too
I'm not
real.
Accepting no
I'm
collect
not a
calls.
Ladder guy. I'm not. So he was like, I need you to call my uncle. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, who is your uncle? I don't know your family.
Yeah.
Like, no, even your mama looks hood as fuck. Like, she will beat my ass if I don't call my uncle. I really don't want any parts of this. So then I was scared. Right? I was really scared. So I was like, okay, I'm going to call the uncle because I saw the uncle before. And he had a big piercing in the middle of his head and like tattoos on his face. So I was like, that's really not somebody you want to fuck with. And they just seem to go in and out of jail. So they're really not scared. I'm scared. They're not. Okay, call the uncle. I was like, listen, I don't have any money. I just got out of college. I'm poor. I cannot help, but he told me he got arrested. This is where he was. I don't know what they're going to do with him, but I really feel like you know.
But it's only a
disclaimer,
second date.
I don't have any money.
What was a second date? It had been like a month or two, but still, I don't care if it had been 6 months. Like, wait a minute, I didn't know he was getting in trouble. Like, I just thought, you know, you used to be kind of a hood rat, and now we cool. So he goes to jail. He finally gets out, and then he's like asking me to borrow money. And I was like, you don't have a job.
You
like, how are you
going to
pay me back? And I really did just get out of college. The fuck? So I'll never forget the last time I, hung out with him. He tricked me. And he told me we were going to Istanbul in Buckhead, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, meet me at this address. I got a new place. So I was like, okay. That was dumb. That was so dumb.
Hold on. Pause. Did you write him while he was in jail?
No, he wasn't in jail that long. Oh, they didn't, like, do, like, a real sentence. He was, like, being held there. He probably went to jail. I don't know. It didn't last that long, so I don't know. But he was out, I think, on parole or something, so he was going to violate it and, like, fuck all that up. I don't really know how that works. So, anyway, I end up at the Residence Inn off of Piedmont in Buckhead, right? Okay. So I felt safe because it was a Buckhead address. Yeah. My ignorance. But then I get there, and I was like, this is not an apartment.
That was his new place.
That's what he said, but y'all
that was a hideout.
It was the trap house. So I, of course, never been in anything like this. So I go inside, and I was just like, first of all, the man with the piercing.
How did you know right it was a trap house?
Because
What did you see?
I saw bricks of cocaine. I did not know what that was. And then I was just like, ooh, I'm so scared. But, like, I don't know if I should just up and leave because I feel like that's going to give everybody the shakes. And they're not gonna.
So you try to play it cool for a second?
Sweating. My armpits were sweating. Like,
did
it
you start
so
talking
bad.
Different when you went in there?
I was not talking. I wasn't saying shit. And I kept looking down because I was like, I really don't want them to feel like I see this, but I think I know what this is. And I really wanted to text a friend, but I was like, they probably have some sort of technology in here and they can read my text messages. Like, I really just don't know. This is not for me. Dear God, if you let me out of this situation, I promise, I'm done with them. I'm done. So. They are like,
something had you keep coming back, though. There was some element about him that had, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what it is.
No, I don't know. You're going to have to say it.
You got the show.
You're going to have to say it.
Sex was good. So that's what kept me coming back and risking my damn life. So anyway, I was just like, I am not.
They got you wasting your freedom.
I'm just not, this is not for me. So they're doing whatever they're doing with those drugs. And I was like, imagine the police come in here. Like, right. I've moved, so he really doesn't know where I live. Like,
you can make a clean break.
Yeah, could I? I don't know. And then I was just thinking about it really hard. And then, like, there's all these characters coming in and out. And I am sticking out like a sore.
You were there for a while.
Like a good 2 hours. How many,
you were there for, like, multiple transactions.
I don't know. I was trying
I don't know what a transaction is.
Did you make yourself,
I went to the bathroom, and he had for, like, 30 minutes. I was like, my stomach hurts. Can I use the bathroom, please? Is that okay? But then, like, in the music videos, you know, everybody is always, like, naked. So I was confused as to what was going on. Nobody was naked in there.
Oh, like, cooking
yeah,
up.
No,
yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I thought she was a music video.
Oh, my God.
I'm a total square. And I know I am.
You didn't
and they
make
see
yourself
that in
useful.
Me.
You didn't, like, roll
no?
a blunt or anything.
I don't know
you
how to roll a blunt.
There.
I don't even smoke weed. I don't know how to do it right.
Did you take control of the playlist? You didn't do anything.
I didn't care about a playlist. I was sweating. I went to the bathroom and
texting
I prayed.
Mad people in the bathroom.
And then I wasn't even texting people because remember, I thought that they could read my text messages somehow. I didn't know if there was some. You know how they have like
this
police
story
scanners
is great.
Where they can hear like the radio. I didn't know if it was
like somebody's
some,
outside in a van that says Dunkin'
there
Donuts.
Were too many
Paul's dry cleaners on his side.
Yeah, this pierced. What is
right
this?
Right here,
so
the
you...
third eye, and he was a psychic. I'm convinced. I wish I could remember his name, but I probably shouldn't even say it.
He had his chakra pierced.
Yeah. So I was just scared, and then I just didn't know what I should really be doing in that situation. So when I finally left, first of all, I was mad because I was hungry, and I thought we were going to eat at Istanbul. I was ready to order some food, and that didn't
Every
happen.
Woman falls for the less eat trick.
Yeah, and it was just like, you really just wanted me to come sit over here where
they
y'all did your
lamb
drug
chops.
Stuff. Exactly.
They got a brick oven.
Exactly
you can
what
see
I wanted.
The fire.
You can, and it's pretty in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, he's really not going to fit, but I will, and it'll be fine. Like, who cares? Like, we can have a good time.
Hopefully he doesn't bring the Pierce friend.
So I don't know what happened, but I
How'd you get out? How'd you get out?
He was like, oh, I gotta run and do something. He was like, talk. You know how dudes will talk real quick in circles that really don't make sense. But I was so ready to go. I was like, it's okay, babe. I'm just gonna go home. Well, I'm gonna stop and get something to eat, and then I'm gonna go home.
So you never got to eat.
She got her own stuff. Sometimes.
Yeah, I had to go get my own food. I'm like, what a waste. Because I could have called somebody else that wanted to hang out. But yeah, that was like. Then I had a couple scammers. Wow. But that's different than drug dealers.
I want you to tell the world how that's different
because
when you get a chance.
I don't hate on scammers. The thing is they just act like they have so much more than they have. So
yeah,
it's,
and it's like once the card don't go through, it's just over for you. And I've been there when that happens.
Ten
and
cards. Try this one. Try this one.
Yeah.
Try this one.
Uh-uh.
Like,
and I feel like, okay, even though I don't think it's good to sell drugs. I won't say it's all the way bad, right? You know, but it's like
a little more honorable than a scammer, though. It's a little more honorable.
At least, well, some other things may happen with a drug dealer. I don't know, not my business. But you have a product and you're selling it. It just happens to be illegal.
Right, right.
I used to sell candy in junior high to make my money, and that was technically illegal.
That's a fact. Right. And sometimes you sell weed in states where it's illegal, but now it's legal, so it's not illegal anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like prohibition.
But then they try to kick you out of it.
Right, but alcohol was illegal.
Right,
but then once they got rid of prohibition, now you're selling it at every store. Damn, what was I doing? Was it so wrong? Once the white man says it's not
illegal.
It's not.
But you know the scammers, you're stealing from my grandmother's retirement fund, and you're stealing from babies who haven't had a chance, and you're filing taxes on them and doing all kind of illegal. So to me, that's not as good. And they seem to be very selfish. Uh-huh. I feel like a drug dealer is more likely to help his people, give them jobs.
Well, maybe a drug dealer appreciates their money more because they're actually risking their life for it, whereas a scammer feels like they're getting free money. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the lottery versus the job.
So maybe they treat their ladies in a similar fashion. Maybe they just think, you know, they're interchangeable and free.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
Do you have a good scammer story? Because that drug dealer story was incredible.
Scammer doesn't mind taking anybody to dinner every day. Bring your whole crew.
Right.
Because one of these cars is going to
a drug dealer be like, why are you bringing your friends? Because every time you go out to you, a scammer be like, bring more friends.
Because one thing about a scammer is once you start to use the card, it's going to blow up. So I might as well swipe the fuck out of this card.
Yeah, it's like,
because
whether I spend 100,
whether I spend 100 or 1,000, what I'm saying is that card is going to bust. So I might as well swipe this 900 for dinner.
My friends ate good.
You'll definitely go to Istanbul with a scammer. See, you never made it to Istanbul with the drug dealer.
I'm going to better places than that with a scammer. That was for my drug dealer. No, I need somewhere expensive. I can afford to go to Istanbul by myself. Right. But am I going to go to somewhere, I don't know.
Ocean Air or
Del Frisco or something.
Maybe even more. Maybe
more. I don't know. Like, okay, back in the day, because I'm old. Everybody used to go to Twist for lunch and buy everything. Yeah. That's where the scammers were. If you didn't have a scammer and you wanted one,
how do you spot a scammer? Tell me off the rip.
Flashy stuff. First of all, they're probably African.
Okay. Do they have a T-shirt that's tucked in?
Maybe.
With a Versace belt.
Yeah. Yes, Versace.
Has to be the Medusa
foil
head.
Lettering, yeah. Logos, foil lettering. Foil lettering. Everywhere. That's a fact.
Okay.
And they dance. Have their haircut.
They move around.
They used to have the hookahs on the patio at Twist.
Okay.
They don't sell hookah at Twist.
You know they used to do it. You're 100% right about that.
And the scars. Okay. So they would have that. So you could kind of spot them. They just had a look in their eyes.
You know they would eat at places that they also could shop at. Mm-hmm. That was real. Like that's scammer life when you eat somewhere where you can shop.
Yeah. Then he said something like, "Let's go in the store. You can get what you want." Yeah, a standard hustler wouldn't say that off top.
No. Mm-hmm.
He's just, I'm going to swipe your life away. I have 14 cards.
But see, I was always nervous because, I can't go to jail. So I would pick out my things and I'm leaving. Okay. You get them, I'll see you somewhere else. Because I'm not going to jail.
Okay.
I'm being somebody's bitch. Like, no. Like, I'm a woman.
Orange is the
so
new black.
So if I end up being somebody's bitch in jail, what are they using to take me?
Their muscles and their mouth.
Like, a roll of banana.
What are they going to put inside of me?
A sausage.
They don't have a real part.
There's no strap-ons in prison. That's what you're saying. There's no strap-ons. So they might be making strap-ons.
They make vibrators. I watched a documentary on it. I found it very interesting. But I don't want a prison vibrator in my body. I'm going to have tetanus in my vagina.
Respect.
Is that what I want? No. So I'm trying to think.
Your pH would be all fucked up.
I can't think of anything. Yeah, my pH, my blood, everything. My skin is going to turn green down there. That'd be awful. I don't have a story about a scammer who was out, but there was a scammer. Mm-hmm. He was doing tax fraud and credit card fraud and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he goes to prison. Another friend of mine, we have a lot of mutual friends. She tells me this. Mm-hmm. I Google him to try and find him. You're in federal prison. I can find you. It's so easy. I don't even have to do that much searching.
Right.
I know exactly where you are.
Right.
I find the article that says what he did, how much he owed. It was millions of dollars. So then I kind of got hot because I'm like, you never really bought me nothing that was that expensive. So you're stealing millions of dollars and I still live in an apartment and have a regular car? No, he was stealing a lot of money. He was blowing most of it in the club, though.
Okay.
So anyway, he's calling me from random phone numbers. Now I know he's in prison, but he doesn't know.
I was gonna say we might know this guy.
You might. So he's calling me from random phone numbers, and he's like, "I'm on vacation." So he would tell me he was on vacation, wherever the area code was. Who goes to vacation in South Georgia? What is in South Georgia?
Who's in Jessup?
Like, the fuck? So I'm just confused. So he's like, tell me this. And so one day we were on the phone. He called me. And I was just waiting for him to tell me. I was like, I don't know why he won't tell me. Like, it's not like you were paying my bills and now I'm stuck.
Right.
And I'm still mad because I saw how much money you allegedly stole. And I didn't get a big enough piece of the pie. Yeah. So we both got issues.
You feel like you earned that.
I did. Like, I mean, I wasn't sleeping with him, but I was, like, hanging out all the time. So I felt like I earned it. And I let you go out and be seen in public with me. I know people thought I was fucking him. And okay. I just let them think that, even though he knew, do not touch me. We can smoke hookah together. We can drink.
Scammers love hookah.
They do. I do, too. That's how I was.
But drug dealers like weed more than
they
hookah.
They do. And that's how I know when I meet them out. If I get confused and I order a hookah, they be like, damn, you really like hookah. Huh? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, damn, I don't really fuck hookah.
I don't even smoke that shit.
I just smoke weed. And I'm like, I know where to put you. I know what this is. So anyway, he was calling me on three-way with friends or whatever. And he coughs. Well, someone coughed. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you okay? And I was like, are you okay? He was like, what you mean? He was like, you were just coughing really bad. I said, that was you coughing. I didn't cough. He hangs up on me. Yeah, he hangs up on me and I don't hear from him for a while. And then he was like, he texts me later and was like, I'm in a meeting. What? So, I mean, that's what happened with him. And so then after that, the next time I talked, I was just like, I'm tired of playing this game. I know you're lying. But I don't know what happened. I just had to pray for him. I put him on the prayer list because he's supposed to get out last month and he's still in there.
Frida
anonymous
scammer.
He's talking about we going to Dubai. You are getting deported, sir.
He got something lined up.
You stole money from the government and you're not an American.
Yeah, he's getting
it. You think they're going to let him stay? Yeah, that's exactly who it is.
Oh, my God.
Gotta relax.
Oh, my God.
Edit that part. All right, so with all these stories, right, these amazing stories, right, what makes you keep being intrigued by someone with that edge, though? Why can't you just lock in with an AT&T corporate guy or something?
Let me jump in and half an answer. Because an AT&T corporate dude doesn't want to spend $300 a day on hookah and dinner.
But shouldn't a woman grow out of that?
Why gotta go out of it?
Because don't you want to women talk about like building a future, a foundation. That shit don't come
but they'll
with
just be in the house.
Yes, it does. You can have a hookah in your house. So listen.
But you don't want to go home. You want to go out.
No, I like going home now. I have grown out of going out a lot. I mean, part of it is because a lot of my friends are in jail. But another part of it is like I am getting older. I don't want to be in the parties all the time. I still drink a lot, but I don't drink as much as I used to. So I can remember that it really wasn't that fun. Like, I'm really not connecting with the people, and I want to make sure that I'm having some sort of actual connection with people. That doesn't really happen. I want to go on a real date. I don't want to go on a date where I'm here, you tell me to bring all my friends so you can look like
in the
boss.
In the section and all that.
Yeah.
But see, this is the...
But
I gotta
go to the club, I do need to be in a section.
I got to... we'll talk about that, too. I got to hold you accountable.
For
all right?
What?
Let me tell you why. Because this is a drug dealer's dream. That's what we do.
Wait, can I have some?
You said all your friends are in jail. Well, a lot of your friends are in jail who took you out and things like that, right?
Yeah.
We got your chaser, too.
Do you think that you helped drive them to prison?
You definitely did. You definitely did.
I'm going to tell you why. You definitely drove
them. No, I used to try and tell them, don't do this.
But while you're there. Work.
But yes, you never turned them down for the date.
For what? Because I already knew what time it was. And I'm not, the ones who drove him to jail are the ones who are getting the good stuff. They were probably fucking him.
Doesn't matter. He's still spending money.
Well, okay, but if you're going to spend $20,000 on one girl, what's a little measly $1,000 on me? You're still doing it, and I'm not going to stop you. You know that they're watching you, and you only have a little bit of time left out here in the
world. I can't believe she said what she said.
Lord
have
mercy.
Small world.
Yo. Fellas.
Isn't it?
Get your shit together.
I really don't encourage it, though. I'm just like, hey.
Listen, it's okay. Have no filter.
It's not okay, though. Like, if it's somebody that you that you feel like is a cool person and you want them to do right, I want everybody to do right. I
don't
want
are you trying to break? Are you trying to break the mold though? Are you trying to grow out of that?
Or you just ready?
Because you said you're single, right? You said you're single.
I am single.
So obviously, what you've been doing ain't been working.
It hasn't.
It's cold
but
outside.
I don't really date a
it's
lot.
Cold outside.
It's very cold.
It's cold outside, right? Mm-hmm. So, Do they still say cuffing season?
Yes, they do. But you know what? I think I missed out, and so this is the thing.
It's too close to Christmas to get cuffed.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because someone a week out from Christmas is not trying to buy any
right
gifts.
Because you're about to get your taxes. So you can't be fucking with drug dealers right now. Yeah.
But I don't have kids. I feel like they really scam the girls with kids.
That is true.
Definitely.
That is true.
Because they're getting all the money back. Like, I might owe some money. I don't know.
Streets 95. They pay you probably $10.99 you anyway.
No, not $10.99. Y'all really coming for them. I don't know what happened. No. Hell, y'all know.
Nobody.
But no, that's crazy.
I don't go out a lot.
I want to get on another subject.
Okay.
Because they're gone.
All right.
We you don't about, like going out and paying for it.
I will.
But maybe
I'm
that's the
now.
Key. Maybe.
But nobody wants to. No girl wants to pay for
I
their
don't.
Own food and no.
Because but I will.
You know what?
But
my
it's
problem.
Cold.
It's not even my problem because I mean, guys do it, whatever. But why is it that females order shit that they never would have ordered if they were by themselves?
Okay, now see, mad I don't do
apps.
That.
You order so many appetizers for no reason.
Listen, part of that
just
may
to
be,
try shit. Yes, no, you just try yes, shit.
I want a triple quadruple you, Hennessy
you
triple
had
set.
This before, then why the fuck you order?
Because
why
you want to try it, and now the risk is gone because it's not your money.
That's
it's somebody
the
else's
problem,
money.
Though,
and when
fucker.
You get used to being with somebody who is just a scammer, and they let you do that, they encourage that behavior. It becomes a
Brussels sprouts taste.
It's a lifestyle.
I love no, that's not true. I love Brussels sprouts. But this is the thing, and some guys, I know that they think this about me, but I'm like, because I can be cheap at times. I can.
When it comes to food, you're by yourself.
Yeah, but not when it comes to food. When it comes to food, I will spend it all. Like, I really like a good culinary experience, and I'm going to order a bunch of stuff.
So what if the square dude says, on the first date, he says, come to my modest apartment, right? Outside of the perimeter, right? And
you want me to go to fucking Cummings for some spaghetti? That's what he's gonna cook. You know he's gonna make spaghetti.
Listen, but he says I'm gonna cook for you. You can have all the appetizers you want because I'm about to go to Kroger and swipe my membership card, get the discount, and you're just not gonna go for it.
Okay.
Well, you keep making them prison calls then. That's your choice.
No. So I've had a bad experience with someone cooking for me, and it has scarred me for life.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
So in college, I dated this guy. He was really cute. He was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He was a college student, too. He was just a little older than me. So he does all this bragging about how he can cook, right? Uh-huh. And I went to Howard. So I was living in D.C. He went to University of Maryland. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was like a cultural difference from the East Coast from the South or what. Mm-hmm. But you guys, he poured ragu pasta sauce. Mm. First of all, ragu is the first X. That's not good.
What's wrong with ragu?
They
you
make organic.
It. It's not about organic.
No, you
it's
still
about
can
the
season it. Yeah, you can season the ragu.
Season it.
Oh, he just poured it on the
he
noodles.
Pour the sauce from the jar into a pot to kind of heat it up, but he didn't even get it hot enough.
Oh, okay.
He boiled some pasta.
Okay. Yeah,
this is the only thing he added was adobo.
No.
I was like, are you Dominican?
Those don't even mix.
Like, what is
this? Those don't mix.
There was no meat in the food, and he was really proud of it, and I'm just like,
effort.
He wanted to eat
for effort. I am so hungry.
Yeah, that was effort, though.
I wish they had Uber Eats back then or something that could have delivered. So, and he just talked such a good game about good food. Now, he used to take me to nice restaurants, and that was good, so I thought he had good taste.
Well, that was just him trying to get you to his home.
I had been to his home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was trying to get me there cheaper.
No, he was just, he really thought he was doing
something. He thought he was doing
something.
Shout
out to
him. For effort.
Shout out to him.
That's sad. But
I'm feeling
so
him
now,
more than the twist hookah guy.
Now if a guy is like, come to my house, I want to cook for you. I'm just like, but do you really know how? I'd rather cook for him, which I don't have a problem doing. I really enjoy cooking as well.
So now at your mature stage in your life, right? When you've learned, you got all these horror stories. You've learned all these things, right? Mm-hmm. What's your target right now? Because, listen, when we started Drug Dealers Dreams, we never thought that women would rock with us as hard as they do. And I love that y'all rock with us. Like, We need y'all.
That's a fact.
Yeah, y'all are the foundation of everything we do. So that's why you're such an important guest, right? Mm-hmm. Because you represent that entire demographic. So hopefully, you know, they can learn something from this, because I'm sure they're laughing and thinking about they got their own stories, right? But where do you go from here?
I don't know. So that's the part I'm trying to figure out. Okay. I really don't know where I go from
Let's
here.
Figure
I,
this shit out right now.
I keep
now.
Trying to
Let's
do something different.
So you have to
like,
figure it out.
This is a guy I used to date. Uh-huh. Like, I recognize that this is the type of man that I would always pick. Let me not
Who's the one that got away?
Ooh.
There's two.
You like that, right?
Okay, so the first one that got away.
Funk Flex voice, me.
This is okay, so there's two guys that I really don't have many bad things to say about, but there's one guy who I have nothing bad to say about.
Wow.
Where's he at right
now?
He's
a great guy. He's in Michigan.
With another woman?
No, I think he may be single. Okay. But the thing is, he's
holler
a senator.
At him right now. He's
Why
a
are you
senator?
Blocking your blessing? Why you don't reach
this is
out
the thing.
To him?
They don't even have water.
I am not Michelle
up?
Obama.
Why you don't tell
he's
him?
He's worse than the
Why
drug
you don't tell him? I've been loving you all these years, and I don't want you to get
Profess
away from
it.
Me again.
Tell him.
Because
I think
we
you're
had
single.
A serious talk. We dated in college.
Okay. He wears jeans with shoes, though. You know that, right? Any senator here.
But it's okay because he reminds me of my first celebrity crush, which is Rick Fox.
Rick Fox. Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey wears jeans.
With shoes.
Yeah, anyway, Steve. We're not going to get on his style because all politicians kind of dress corny, right?
Okay.
Obama
they
was
lie.
The best one, but he still had on dad jeans.
But he's shitting on scammers and drug dealers, but you like a politician. They're professional.
She doesn't really like politicians. She's just accepting
him. I liked him.
Yeah, she
the
doesn't like that he wears jeans with shoes. She just liked him. That is the point. Sometimes
I think
you just
don't
like
know
what
you like yet.
I know what I like. I know that what I like is not good for me. So I'm trying to figure out what is
point.
Good for me.
That's
so like this
it's
guy
like sugar
is
when you're
cool.
little.
Yeah, you it tastes
excellent.
So good, but it's
yeah.
gonna give you cavities.
That's
but it's good and you can't turn the candy away. So anyway, that guy is a really great guy. I will never say anything bad about him. I saw him earlier this year. He was campaigning and I went to an event. I really don't know why he was here. Because he was running in Michigan.
Did you play like the mistress role when he was here?
He's single. So I had to play a mistress.
Oh, you just
I just went. He invited me, I went. I donated money and everything. And I was just like, why am I donating money? I can't even fucking vote in Michigan. Like, this is dumb, but just like, I like him.
Your
so
support.
I
Your
did,
support.
Yeah. But like, that's a person who got away. But we had a talk and I just knew
but listen,
where we wanted
the,
to
way,
go in
the
long
way
run.
That
it
is Kerry Washington and Scandal if you
Are you willing
married?
To make out in like a janitor closet if he just throws you in there?
I can make out with him, but can I be his wife? No, he needs a wife who will shut up and be in the background and wear kitten heels. I detest kitten heels.
I don't know what those
I don't
are.
Know what kitten heels are.
Little bitty heels
like librarian
like
shoes.
Okay. Ushers okay. at the church. You know, like that.
So
I'm not doing that.
Those like the man. That's like the man.
I talk about sucking dick.
Okay.
And other nasty stuff on my show. And I enjoy talking about it. Whether it's something from the past or not. That's not a good image. What
no,
he's
it's not.
He
it's
needs,
not. He
needs
can't get elected.
Can be on the
they would
burner.
Expose you like Minaj's boyfriend.
Yeah.
It would be like that.
Yes,
so
that
no.
is a fact.
Then the other one, I dated this guy. This was out here. Mm-hmm. The first guy I really dated in Atlanta. And he did teach me a lesson. And that's when you do like somebody and you do care about somebody, you have to let your guard down. And that's something I didn't do. And I think I don't know if I
Why
didn't
wouldn't
know
you?
How. I don't know. I don't know if I didn't know how. I don't know if I was scared. I don't know what I was.
You were
really
on guard
feeling.
Because you thought he might hurt you, or
maybe.
Okay.
So when a woman has sex
was
with
he,
a man,
but he was
right?
corporate. He was
no,
square.
He no.
Okay.
So when you choose to give him the box, right? Mm-hmm. Does that letting your guard down?
Mm-mm.
That's just like
that's one guard. There's two different guards.
Yeah. What's the other
there's
guard?
Because she might
even
give up the box
because
she wants to have fun as well.
Yeah, like right. I have sexual needs that need to be fulfilled. I get tired of fucking myself and my vibrators. You know, like it's tiresome. I don't want to have carpal tunnel. There's a lot that goes into that.
You don't want to be calloused. You don't want to be calloused.
You know, sometimes I will just maybe I'll backtrack because. I don't want to have to deal with a whole new person.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll find someone new because I'm like, fuck these niggas. I don't like
anymore. Right.
So it just depends.
I still feel like the drug dealer with the trap house was still your favorite.
No, he wasn't. That's just a good story.
She's smiling.
That's just a good story. I know that's a good story. And I have to laugh at myself. Like, how did I end up in this situation?
Okay. But listen, the other dude who... who you just spoke of, the last dude, what happened to him? He's here.
Okay, so I wasn't really telling him how I really felt. Okay. And so I think that he that's felt like
confusing.
I didn't care.
That's confusing.
It is. A guy so he will taught say, me a lesson.
That'll make us drag
A
you.
Guy will because say, I ain't fucking with you no exactly. more because of it. Like, she bullshitting. Right. She know I'm, right. She know I'm feeling her. And she ain't really.
But then it was like, well, you're also a very busy person.
Well, he was busy because you were faking.
No.
And, no, he was literally busy.
And on top of that, sometimes even being with you with a small time frame, whatever it be, you were his piece in that time. But and it's like, damn, I just could be relaxed, like with Shorty, you know what I'm saying? And you acting like, you know, I would have sex, but I
no, it wasn't like that. It was just like me actually saying how I felt. That was the problem. Okay. We would spend time together. He traveled a lot for work. Okay. So when he would be in town, we would spend time together. But then when he would try to open up and tell me how he felt, I was just like, oh.
What's that sound like to a woman? Like when a man opens up, like, what do you respect? What don't you respect? Like, of course, you don't want, like, a dude to write you a text poem filled with emojis, no. right? So what does that even look like? Like, what's over the
actually
top?
Actually talking to me. Like, just however you feel, whatever mm-hmm. you're thinking, and you can say it to my face. Or the only time it's acceptable to do it over the phone, I think, is when you can't physically be together.
Okay, let's say he did that, and you still didn't do what you needed to do.
So, what do I need to do?
I mean, he opened up to you and you still didn't give a proper response, even actually the way you felt. So, yeah. why
would... And I might lose him.
You did lose him.
Yeah, well, that man, I did lose him. I thought you meant in the future.
No, I'm talking about him. You lost
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I did. And that was a lesson I learned. So now I think I learned it too tough and I've been saying too much.
You should call him when
why
you
leave. Why
uh-uh, he's married.
Why don't you text him an emoji, though? See what happens.
I don't
happens.
Have his phone number. He's married. I don't cross those okay. lines. But I did see him like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always friendly when we see each other. Uh-huh. And the first time I saw him after I heard that he got married, first of all, I was very upset. Because I was like, she probably did everything I wasn't doing. Because it was like the next girl he dated.
That's a fact.
So he was ready to marry you and you ain't even know it.
And she was like really collateral.
I don't know
damage.
That he was ready to marry me, but
he
I
was
think
ready
he probably
to get married.
Ready
he was
marriage.
Yeah, he was
yeah.
ready to get
he's
married.
Ready for that relationship.
So when I heard that, I was very hurt, of course. Damn. But then I said, you know what? I got to look at me because I really don't have a lot of bad things to say about him. And I can't put all the blame on somebody else. I have to accept responsibility for what I did or didn't do. So when I did see him, we had a little talk and he was like, you know, I really feel like we probably both were a little immature in the situation. We both had something to learn. I was like, oh, that's gotcha. Nice because I thought you were great. But gotcha. If you feel that way, it's cool. So now I think that if a guy wants to tell me how he feels, I'm a lot more open to it. Now, it's my response.
But are you ready? That's what I'm saying. Are you ready to tell them how you feel?
Yes. I'll tell them.
Okay.
But I'm still very sensitive to their reaction. So it's like like if I'm opening up and I'm saying how I feel to a guy and he gives the reaction that I would have given 5-6 years ago, I get hurt. Like I just feel hurt and I'm upset because you didn't give the reaction that I wanted. So that's the part I'm working on.
So
like,
you're scared?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Right, but you shouldn't make your decisions based off fear.
I shouldn't, but I do. Right.
Okay. That's understandable.
No, it is.
It's like that's the process I'm in. I'm trying to figure that out.
So that's better. If you had to give like some type of advice to people in your same situation, that's what you would tell them?
I would tell them try your best to get over it because sometimes you'll miss out on something by keeping your mouth closed. And everybody knows the phrase like a closed mouth don't get fed.
Word.
If you don't tell a person how you feel,
you ain't gonna worry.
And sometimes you have to be the one to say it first. Or when they say it like. Be conscious of your reaction. Like literally when I got here, I was talking to my dad and he was like, yeah, I was talking to you and I said, okay, Kiara, I'll talk to you later. Bye, I love you. And you like said, okay, bye. So I was like, I don't know why I get so weird about
stuff
like
that.
You're well, we have a weird relationship.
I think it's a lot.
So we're working on rebuilding our relationship.
Yo, I think it's a lot of women though that get hurt at an early stage in their life and then they just become savages.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm a savage. I think I'm just cold.
Okay. That old cold, okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm
cold and I know it, but it's still like, sometimes it's easier.
And you gotta understand, as men, we never look at y'all as cold. Like, if we like you, we always look at you as like this gentle, pretty little woman, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then when you do show us that coldness, that shit fucks us up. We're like, oh, fuck mm-hmm. her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
somebody
she's the woman.
Somebody just blew my phone up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. Because you know what I think, well, you could give me some understanding, because I don't understand this, right? You know, as women gain power in this world, which rightfully y'all should have, because to be honest with you, women are the most powerful, gender,
right?
Mm-hmm. But as y'all discover y'all power, and as the world changes, as society changes, and y'all become more powerful, I feel like y'all losing sight of y'all role. Like, I'm gonna tell you don't have to raise your eyebrows to me. I'm giving you props. Listen, because, you know, being an independent woman is great, right? Not needing, like financially not needing a man is great. Mm-hmm. All these things are great. Being an empowered, confident, strong woman is great, right? But then you get with a dude and you feel like you want a man to fulfill his role, right? You still want a man to be a man. But in the meantime, the reverse of that is, what the fuck is a woman's role now? Because y'all used to be like forced into a role that was whack, like stay home, clean, mm-hmm. cook, have babies. Yeah. That's over now, right? Yeah. So what's the new woman's role?
What do y'all think it is? Well, I feel like men kind of.
I still think you should cook.
let me go in.
Cook what?
I just still think that you should hold the home. I think you should be the foundation of our home.
You know what?
Even
the new age.
Works?
I don't. Yes. Yeah. Let me talk my shit. Right.
Okay.
So listen, a woman. I definitely like a woman who works. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is like, I still want to be a man. I still pay the bills. You can pay the cable bill, the electric,
or
something like that.
Baby.
Yeah,
right.
But I pay the mortgage.
To show that we're a team.
One thing about a woman who, you don't have to be corporate, whatever job you got, I want me to be able to take care of everything, and you can take care of the smaller things. And then if it's ever a situation where I'm not able to do stuff, you've had this amount of time to whatever business you want to start on the side,
right,
or whatever money you save, we know we can be each other's crutch. You know what I'm saying? God forbid I ever fall off. I don't ever want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, I've held it down long enough for when it's a small period of time where I might need you, you can
you
have
should
it.
Be there.
The problem is a lot of women in this new generation, this new millennium,
right,
it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should.
Because what y'all don't understand is our role was fucked up too. In like the old school thinking, our role was fucked up too. We shouldn't have to just work a job we hate. You know what I'm saying? Go to the bar after work for happy hour, then come home to a woman we're not attracted to. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't do that. That's the old school shit. And
why are you with a woman you're not attracted to?
No, I'm just saying that's the old school model of a family. Like think about how things were put in your head. Like,
I never thought about that last part though.
Because we've been having sex with the same chick for years and years and years.
So you just over, like one point you were attracted.
It might, like, you stop putting the work in. You might let yourself go. You might not put on lingerie no more. You might not do the extra shit you used to do.
Do you really like lingerie? That's a random question.
Just whatever the extra shit you used to do.
Okay.
Some lingerie is cool.
Niggas don't care.
It all comes off,
though. I feel like y'all try and take stuff off so quickly. And lingerie is hot.
I mean,
it's cool. Admire it for me.
It's just the thought that
counts.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. It's like if I come home and I see you in lingerie, I know you're going to be a little freakier than you normally be. So it's like, okay,
as opposed to a muumuu.
Right. As a, I don't even know what that is.
It's like a big nightgown.
My I don't know
right.
what they made
right.
those.
Right.
But
yeah,
either way, I'm just saying, like, I feel like women, right, they expect us to maintain the role as provider.
Yeah.
But then we look around and there's no role. There's no, y'all don't have a role anymore. And I'm wondering what the new role is. You know, because roles do have to be defined in a relationship, correct?
Correct.
Right, so it's like, what is the new woman's role? Because I know the old role is whack. I understand that men put y'all in a corner and the shit was corny and y'all have evolved from that, right? But what is the new
role?
But once
the man
is
holding
it
down, paying it bills,
yeah, we're
doing
still
what
the
he
providers.
Gotta do.
It's like our money is our money, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Your money, you have the luxury kind of, like, we don't ever expect money from you. You know what I'm saying? So you get to keep the little money and do what you do and follow your dreams and all that. We have the responsibility of holding the crib down. So like G was saying, if something, God forbid, if something happens and it's time for you to step up, that's when that role becomes defined.
Or would you say, this sorry motherfucker ain't
exactly,
work.
Because that's what's happening.
He ain't bringing shit in like that. I should have left you for 5 years.
And then all of a sudden, being the hustler or being the scammer or even being the 9-to-5 or whatever you are, all of a sudden, the woman tears you down for that. She says, oh, you shouldn't have did this or you shouldn't have did that.
You're she's stupid. Gone.
I think that's kind
now
of
she's smoking
up.
Hookahs at Twist.
Yeah.
With well, a Twist new is gone.
Yeah.
Twist is gone.
At InstaBlue with a new motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you had a dude that was holding you down for all these years.
I get all of that. But sometimes, I think something that we skipped over is that a lot of times men expect all of these roles. Uh-huh. Whether you're
no,
the
but
provider,
I don't know what role it is.
But, hold on. So you guys may be the provider, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you have this woman who you're taking care of. And she's taking care of the home. But the thing is,
she's
you
not.
Guys. Sometimes,
she's not.
Not necessarily you in particular, but men will expect you to do all this stuff, but we don't have a real commitment. We are not married. I'm your girlfriend, and you only call me your girlfriend when it's convenient to you. So now that shit has hit the fan, and you don't have a job, or you're not bringing in money however you were bringing in money before, and I got to hold it down, now you love me. Now I'm just this person
that's
supposed
you're,
to have
you're
your
there
back
when I'm
while
you're
out here fucking around on me for a long time. And
down.
I think people forget that. Now, let's just say that that's not the case.
But
and
you were
we are
accepting
married.
It while we were doing all of that.
Because it was convenient to me. So don't get mad when it's inconvenient to me.
I'm joking. You get mad
when we do what's convenient for us, but when it's convenient for you, you're not mad. And that's just human nature, I think.
Okay,
you want things
right.
I'm feeling that.
Convenient.
I don't like it, but I understand.
So, now I'll say this. Everybody is not trying to make somebody their ghetto wife or their baby mom forever or their long-term girlfriend.
Okay.
Some people do get married. Now, if you do establish whatever it is that you want, I think that you do have to communicate with the person you're with. Some people don't want to get married. Me, I would like to get married. So don't expect me to be doing wife stuff, not wifey, but wife stuff, if you don't feel like I can be your wife.
But don't you have to earn the right to be a wife?
You do, and so we need to figure that out, but I don't feel like we have to go through major hardships for you to feel like you want to marry me. Now, you also need to have-
I know you're about to get it.
You gotta go in.
I think that you have to have conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, conversations are never gonna be like real life, I get that.
Okay.
But you do need to have conversations and understand where a person's head is at. If you talk to me and we talk about these things and I say, hey, I feel like if you don't have a job after 3 years, I'm going to dip.
Oh,
that's a long time.
That's
not how I feel.
I thought she was going to say 3 months.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 months.
Well, no.
Okay.
But, you know, like as my boyfriend, it's been a long time and you want me to pay these bills, like I can go find somebody else and get a better situation.
I can go for that.
People do different things, but I think that you have to talk about it. So for me, it's like, okay.
So communication is important.
Yes, whoever I'm in a relationship with, whatever type of relationship it is, we need to establish what it is that you're expecting from me and what I'm expecting from you.
Okay.
Now, if either one of us, whether it's you or me, isn't holding up our end of the bargain, we need to revisit that conversation.
Okay.
And if you feel like I'm being selfish and you are down in your luck at this time and I need to pick up the slack and I'm not, call me out on it.
So, before you go in, let me say this real quick, because it's going to be
I'm not even going to go in crazy. I'm not going to go in crazy. But go ahead.
You said you know what you want now, right?
I'm figuring it out, yeah.
Right.
She doesn't know, you know.
But
it's
do you know what you're going to bring to the table now? Do you know how you're going to change it?
I think that's on a case-by-case basis. It depends on who I'm with.
I think that's fake.
No, I think
that's
fair.
Yeah, I think that's fake.
Because
you're gonna, I'm not going to give everybody the same thing.
No, let me explain. I hate this meme that's going around, right?
What is that?
That's like, yo, I match your energy. Right? Whatever energy you bring, I match it, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to treat you how you treat me.
Okay.
That's fake shit. That means you don't have a mind of your own,
I'm not talking about the energy.
But I know, and I'm not, I'm just leading into what I'm saying, right? What I mean by that is you should be rock solid at this point in exactly who you are and exactly what you bring to the table. You see what I'm saying? So it shouldn't be a case by case.
I ain't going for that. I'm going to go for case by case.
It depends on what this other person, what my partner wants to offer me. Then I figure out what do I feel is comparable. Because maybe I have a whole lot to offer.
This isn't a business transaction.
Yes, it is. Let me explain. Can I do
if we're getting married,
because
it's a business transaction.
I'm
going to
say why. Not even getting married. It could be a relationship, right? He's just taking care of everything, right?
Right.
like it's a different level of effort she actually has to put in. Now, if she got a dude who's working and she see that he's trying and he's every week, whatever he got, he putting in, she like, I'm gonna put a little more effort in because he's on his grind. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It's just a difference. So I understand. And I would hope now if she got this dude who busting his ass every week and he bringing out home such and such and he can pay the bills, but he barely could cover, but she will put forth the effort, but when it comes easy to someone else, why would I even try to go hard for him because he's taking care of it? You know what I'm saying? So
now, if he's taking care of me and treating me how I want to be treated,
which is what?
Good, great, better. Like, I just,
this
I
is
want,
the problem.
You need to make me happy. Every day I want to be happy. I should not be stressed out. If I'm stressed out, it should never come from me.
But the stressed out, if that includes shoes?
I'm
no,
getting stressed
not
out.
Okay.
Listening
not
to you saying that is stressing me out.
No.
Because
it's just
too
a good
much pressure.
Life. We're not really
I can't make you
about,
happy every day.
We're not really
yes,
worried
you can.
About bills. We can
Because I'm really a simple person when it comes to being happy. Like, Did you check on me today?
Did you call me while I was at work?
Did we get to talk? Did I get to have a conversation with you?
Trine definitely
Even if it
says,
was text messages.
Did you call?
I'm not asking
you don't
to take
call
no
me when you're
meals.
At work. Right. Or when I'm at work, you're supposed to call or da-da-da-da-da. And right. that's
so
what
small
I'm
things
I need you to call
matter.
Me all the time because
so,
that
but,
will get on
but
my nerves.
But the small things matter. That's
yes,
what you're saying.
Small things. It's like those little things. So if I feel secure in whatever we have, whatever we have agreed upon, and we are happy together.
Right.
That's all I need. Like, I'm not asking you to take me shopping. I'm not asking you to buy me a whole bunch of stuff. It's nothing like that. It's something that doesn't cost anything but your time. Because my love language is quality time.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to have to figure his out, too. And you need to know that about me. So if you can't give me any of your time, it's like, hey, I just need a couple minutes a day. I don't even have to see you every day. But I need a couple minutes. And if you can't give me
You're
that, then I'm going to be unhappy. Energies. And I'm going to be acting crazy.
Drug dealers dream.
Peace.
Signing off.
Yeah, some of y'all still out here dreaming, man. Gonna turn this shit to reality. Know what I mean?